Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Racone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. This is typically End Times Friday. It'll be airing, I think, the March the 8th.
Yes.
And this happens to be the day that we are celebrating our 750th podcast.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it is crazy.
And it's so exciting.
It's kind of funny because I remember when we, I don't know if you remember when we first started, one of the difficulties we had was for me, because where I live out in the country, I didn't have good enough internet.
Right? We were taping at Michelle's house originally, right?
Well, we were right before that. We were actually at Rick and Nancy's basement.
And you're right. I forgot about that.
We would do it in that basement, and I would even have a few guests there. And we were just, you know, and we were learning the technology. And your son, Joshua.
We called him frequently for help.
Hey, this isn't working. How do we do this? You know, we'd mess it up, and we'd have him. He would tell us, and he would do some research and say, "Okay, try this and try that." And we eventually got to, you know, figure most of it out. We've had our technical issues during the years, that's for sure.
Yep.
Which is all technology does that, and where we can't quite get it to work, or we've had a few. Even lately, we've had situations where. Where for some reason your voice wasn't...
I was completely muted.
We could see you talking, yeah. But we couldn't hear you. So
that's Dan's dream, by the way.
Yeah, dreams that I like. Dan said I like though. I like watching those. It's been fun. And so we went for air and we went to Michelle's basement.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was really cool and got that all set up. And then I was able. We set up an office. And I was able to set up, you know, my office or studio and then certainly at my house and finally got good internet and could do it all. So it seems, you know, when I think about the starting 3 years, you know, 3 years ago, it seems ancient.
Right, right.
And you and I, even while we were learning the pattern of it, mm-hmm. you know, remember we were doing it several times a week.
Right, right. Well, and we started that whole first year, I believe, we did hour-long episodes.
And we did hour-long, yeah.
Yeah.
and one thing, you know, and this is where we, you know, where people, we had helpful feedback, is people said the best time is actually during driving, commuting, mm-hmm. back and forth to work, and about 30 minutes is about right, you know, most of the time. You know, maybe some a little bit longer, but 30 minutes. So we changed it to 30 minutes. Which was actually good for us.
Yes.
and then how did we tape and when could we tape and, you know, got the technology working right. And, so it's been a, you know, it's just been a joy. We're celebrating. So mm-hmm. today we're celebrating, instead of doing anything on End Times, we're going to just celebrate our 750th, episode. Mm-hmm. That are still all up, by the way. If you ever want to go back and look at something specific, there, you know, we have these great.
There is material for ages, guys.
and our approach, even when Kathy and I were first processing this, and we were just floating the idea of, you know, what is it that God's calling us to do, mm-hmm. And why, and then how do we do that?
Right.
And we kept processing and discussing, and we said, oh, he wants us to help people discover the truth. Mm-hmm. And we did get that piece of it, is be a conveyor, messenger of truth. And then one thing we knew about that, and we've always known this because of how we were given all the way from the very beginning, is that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
He's the truth, he's the life, and his word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that what we wanted to do with the podcasting was to help people be led to the truth, which meant
they don't care about your opinions.
Right.
And we have some ideas, we have some things that we share, but mostly it's just let's get in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly like even when we're dealing with end times and we're in a whole sequence right now of dealing with the rapture, that our heart is just to stay true to the word and what it says about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we work really hard not to take something and then give more meaning to it than it states.
Right.
So that, like the rapture, there's three possibilities. There's, you know, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. The rapture is clear. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. That's a cool thing. What we don't have clarity about is we don't know exactly when. And
mm-hmm.
and because of that, because we can't point to any scripture where Jesus says, this is the exact answer.
Right.
There's possibilities, and you can interpret them, and yeah, that could be pre-trib, that could be mid-trib, that could be post-trib, but it's not certain. Okay, so when the Bible isn't certain, what we, as we help people abide, is then just understand that.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not certain. You can't put a certainty on, oh yeah, that's absolute. And by the way, Paul speaks to this. When he goes into discussion in Romans 14 and 15, he says, there are absolutes
mm-hmm.
that is clear in Scripture. And for example, we stand condemned when we're born, and there's only one remedy.
Right.
And the remedy is to believe, receive what Christ did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way, and there's not lots of ways to God, and
right.
it can't be bypassed. It's absolute. Either you receive Christ and live eternally with him, or you don't receive Christ. And because you're already standing condemned,
mm-hmm.
you are going to be cast into eternity separate from him. That's absolute. There's no fuzziness to that. And Paul says, you know, there's absolutes. And you have to stand on those absolutes and then help people realize those absolutes, not to try to persuade them other than just give them the opportunity to see,
mm-hmm.
that, see that truth, but don't walk away from it. He said a lot of other things in Scripture are not absolutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that he says, this is in Romans 14 and 15, he says, you know, take the idea of you know, having, let's say, in that time it would have been wine. Some people say it's okay to take wine. Some people say no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's not an absolute either way in Scripture. Even Paul says it's okay to take wine. And lots of times he said, you know, don't be drunk. And if it bothers mm-hmm. you, you know, don't do it. He said that's what you have to come to a conclusion yourself about.
Right.
With you and God. And by the way, when they do, all you got to do is say, did you spend time getting clear with God?
Mm-hmm.
And then don't argue, debate, fight it. Like, for example, we actually went through this on the podcast, the vaccine for mm-hmm. COVID.
Yeah.
There wasn't an absolute that you should or should not. It was just, here's what certain people thought, here's information, and it was like, well, go search, you know, seek it out from God. Don't let it ever divide you, which, by the mm-hmm. way, it did.
Right.
So we said, well, let's help people come to the truth, and all we'll do is get them into the Word
mm-hmm.
and let the Word stand on its own, and then they would, and then urge them to process yourself, take the time to go see God and let him guide you and lead you and show you the truth. And so then we said, well, how do we portray that? And I think you came up with, why don't we do come and see? Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, that'd be cool. You know, coming through, come and see, finding truth in a world of chaos. Because we knew the world was chaos. And so that's why we labeled it that way. And I think we've been faithful to that
all the time. I love it.
And we've had, you and I have had a great experience. Even if, it's kind of funny, even if nobody ever listened to it, you and I get the privilege.
We have a good time, right?
you and I get the privilege of having a good time, but it's very reinforcing just for you and me to get in the Word.
Right.
And be reminded of these beautiful truths and then to, you know, see things. And then the guests we've had on and the stories we've had on. And
the guests are some of my favorites. As I look back at some of the different episodes we've had, I've shared before the privilege, honestly, of just having this time. It's funny, before the year that we started the podcast, one of the words that God gave me in early January was basically kind of put on your seatbelt, because you are going to have the opportunity to grow like never before. I had no idea what he was talking about and had no idea that I would basically be sitting with my own, you know, I could ask you any question I wanted on air and we could dig into the Bible and find out what was going on. And that was just such a sweet gift to me. So that was a fun thing. But then I look back at the guest and, you know, I am one who is 100% charged by stories of how God moves and speaks to other people. And so that is one of my favorite things. Those Thursday episodes, I always look forward to just hearing the stories of redemption and the stories of how God speaks and the stories of restoration. I think we can't do that enough. I mean, and you see that there's a pattern for that in the Bible, as you know, constantly in the Israelites' feast and celebrations, they are called to patterns of remembrance of the things that God has done. And so having those guests on sharing their stories, I have ones that I send people to still from the early beginning, Mike Sharrow's episode. I think there's not a believer out there that shouldn't hear that.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many fun God stories throughout those guest podcasts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the one thing that, you know, that you and I understand, cause you know, the guests that do come on, see, the one common element of all of them is that they've been put in a place in life where they learned how to abide.
Yes, absolutely.
And they learned to abide because of the multiplication that goes on with our ministry is that we do retreats and we have courses and people. The first thing that anything happens in our ministry is to work through the abiding hearing God's voice.
Yes.
Because without God, there's nothing you can do anyway.
It all starts there.
Our purpose has always been to connect everybody with the vine, Christ, the life of the vine, and be led by the vine dresser. And then from there, they start to learn what it means to discern God's will and live the covenant, receive the covenant, and see the supernatural. And all these things start to happen. So the guests that we have all walked through that. And their life changes from what I call mediocre struggle, living the life of like everybody else. Like, you know, this is hard, and I guess we get to go to heaven, to... wow, look how fantastic it is to experience the supernatural, God's work.
Right. And literally sitting in the middle of some of the hardest struggles and being excited to see what God's going to do and how he leads. You know, the joy in the middle of tribulation is a reality, right?
Yeah. And all of our leaders in the same place, people that go through the retreats in the same place. And that's why we know something about this. Mm-hmm. If you would learn how to abide and walk with God and discern God's will, it'll be spectacular.
Absolutely.
Does it mean you don't have trouble? Nope. Gonna have trouble. Is it gonna be difficult? Yep. Are there gonna be hard circumstances? Yep. What they call adversity? Yep. But God resolves them all.
Right.
And he does it in such a supernatural way that you actually rejoice, first of all, at the outcome of it, one, and two, you build the beautiful life of faith that when the next one comes, which by the way it will, mm-hmm. you shift from, oh no, this is awful, to, well, this ought to be interesting. I wonder how God's going to resolve this one.
Right. And joyful expectation, yeah. right?
You know, and you get to do it. You know, so we've been able to see the supernatural, experience the supernatural. And, you know, we've been doing it now for 750 episodes, which is remarkable. We're celebrating as a milestone. Mm-hmm. By the way, it won't be long. We'll be at 1,000, so we'll celebrate that too.
I know. It's so crazy. I had someone ask me the other day, you know, how long is there an end in sight? You know, how long are you guys going to keep going? I'm like, you know what? We're having a great time. And God continues to tell us, hey, this is what's important. Keep your eye on the ball and teach people to abide.
Yep.
So I'm like, we're here until he says otherwise.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And the neat thing is that we've, you know, and we've discovered a good pattern for us. Mm-hmm. So that as we tape these ahead of time, as we've said, and we structure it. One of the things in life is Sabbath and rest and, mm-hmm. and time. And we honor that. And so we work hard at, okay, this month, what does that look like? How do we get ahead of it? I think mm-hmm. you're going to go on a trip to Florida. And so,
yeah, when this airs, I'll be in Florida,
yeah,
actually.
So it won't be, well, yeah, but we'll just tape while you're there. It's like, no, let's structure it so you can enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And we'll catch up, you know, and we can get mm-hmm. ahead of it a little bit. So we learned that over time. We were a little bit more, when we first did it, I don't know if you remember that one, Kristen, we were doing our shows as well.
Right.
We got worn out a little bit.
We did get a little weary, yeah. I remember that definitely, and us having to ask God, okay, how do we navigate this differently? Because we know it's important, but this isn't the right balance.
No,
right?
That's right, yeah. So he got us there. And the technology, you know, we finally figured most of that out. And we have a few minor problems once in a while, but your son, you know, helps us out. So it works really well. So we wanted to just celebrate, have you celebrate with us. First of all, we'd like to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, mm-hmm. Read verses, and this kind of illustrates a little bit of who we are, 16 through 21.
Sure. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, test all things, and hold fast to what is good."
And 22 too. Yeah, 22 as well.
Abstain from every form of evil.
Yeah. So, and as we're celebrating 750, it's rejoice always. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing, that this is really kind of a cool thing, is that it's not like, okay, we made 750, let's rejoice that. No, it's rejoicing always.
Mm-hmm. Each step, every day.
because we have the privilege of experiencing the wonders mm-hmm. of God all the time.
Right.
So we're rejoicing always. We pray without ceasing, and we continue mm-hmm. to be in dialogue with God. This is actually the series we're in, is hearing God's voice.
Right.
And we did one about prayer as well. And that is, you know, it's constant life with God. Mm-hmm. Without ceasing, it doesn't mean go off and, you know, in a corner and pray all day.
Right.
It's rather just be in dialogue all the time, pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks, and we are just rejoicing, giving thanks mm-hmm. for the 750 podcasts, the opportunity to give it away, to invite people to come and see the truth. Mm-hmm. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We understand that. Do not quench the Spirit. And remember, think about quenching. I don't know if you've ever been camping, but if you have a campfire, when you're ready to leave, what do?
You put it out. You dump some water on it, you put it out.
You quench it. You need to put it out, and it's called quenching it. It's there, and you need to quench it. And so it says, do not quench the Spirit. Don't put out the Spirit mm-hmm. and shunt it to basically it's there, but it's not operating.
Right.
And you're just intellectually following what you think you should do as a believer. Rather, the opposite of quenching would be receive and live in the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And by the way,
and respond to, right.
And respond to and enjoy the privilege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's something, if you don't mind me saying, that's something I totally appreciate. I don't know how many of our listeners actually realize this or not, but when Rich and I sit down to do this, we don't practice. We don't plan a whole lot of whatever. You know, we'll have a list of scriptures that we're about to go through as we come along. And one of the things I most appreciate about doing this with you is this very thing. Do not quench the Spirit. That both of us, our desire is to be responsive to where the Spirit leads. So yeah. We may very well sit down with any given episode and think we're going to cover this verse, and this verse, and God says something else, and we just go with it.
Yeah.
And we have had more fun just responding to where the Spirit leads.
Yeah.
And I know for people who really like a direct plan, well, sometimes we just may not go there, but we will go where God leads.
That's right. That's right. And we've happened lots of times, actually.
Yeah. And it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to see where God takes it, right?
Yeah. And by the way, one of the places that you all can observe that is with our guest.
Absolutely.
Because we don't script anything. And we even tell them, look, just relax. You can talk as have you want to. And when you're a couple, if you want to talk over each other, go ahead. And Kathy and I, what we do is we pray, Father, lead us by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. As they start to explain something, then Kathy and I will have interesting, you know what? Tell us more about that. And how does that work? And that's how it works. Because the Holy Spirit wants to communicate truth and lay it out there. And we get the privilege of, we actually work hard not to quench the Spirit, but to go the other way and enjoy the Spirit. You know, what a privilege that is, you know. And so enjoy the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. And prophecies are truth-telling, and here's what's coming up. And we absolutely are welcoming that and want people to welcome that and become that. Test all things. You know, is it true? Is this supported by the scriptures? Like, again, we make this comment about the rapture. Is that you know, people say, well, the rapture is absolutely pre-trib. Well, let's test that.
Right.
And we don't test it by my opinion is well, let's test it by the word of God.
Let's just see what scripture has to say.
You know, let's just see what it has to say, and is it absolute, and it's not. And so we're going to test it and keep bringing people to encourage them to test all things. And God says, I'll show you. Hold fast to what is good. And the word good there is spectacular, supernatural, the work of God. Abstain from every form of evil. And the word evil is things that annoy, frustrate, and irritate you. He said, you know, you don't need to live with that. And he said, so if you hold on to what is good and abstain from that, then you go back to verse 16. And you rejoice always. That's what you know. That's what we're doing, and we're celebrating this in a big way. And then go to Psalm 21, which kind of reflects really what God has done with us. Go ahead, read the whole. It's a short psalm. Go ahead and read it.
Sure, Psalms 21. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice! You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string towards their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power.
Yeah. And so, you know, Kathy and I rejoice at our joy is in God. We want to invite people to that joy. His salvation is great. He gives heart's desires, which are unique. And it's not that I want or I need. It's rather, he says, I know how I made you. I know what's important to you.
Right.
I will walk you into things that will sync up, you know, with who you are. You know, like you and Dan are going to take a trip, you know, down to Florida, and you two both, you know, first of all, just enjoy being together.
Right.
You get to be in fellowship, you know, with some people that you get to enjoy. You get to be in a warm climate. Well, that's a heart's desire that's unique to you.
Right, right.
And God says, here, let me give that to you, which is what we get to experience all the time. And so we rejoice at that. And then he says he meets us with the blessing of goodness. And we glory in his salvation, honor and majesty. We get to experience the word honor and majesty is splendor, spectacular life of God that we get to experience. And you've made us blessed forevermore. And we're exceedingly glad in God's presence. And that's why, you know, and it's hard to describe this, but Kathy and I, we just have a good time doing it.
We do. We thoroughly enjoy it.
Because we're in the presence of God. We're in the Word together. We just have a wonderful experience, both on and off camera. And it's a pleasure and a joy to do it. And and so we just, you know, rejoice. And thank you, Kathy, for, you know, highlighting this and showing us, because I wouldn't have even thought about it, is that, gosh, 750 episodes. And here it happens to be today is the day that's 750.
Right.
And so we celebrate it. We are going to have a drawing on it, and that would be send us your emails. And we have some stuff about abiding that we'd like to send you, and send it in, and we'll get you something. One thing, by the way, Kathy, is I'm working on, I think I'll have it available, but we've, looks like we have a new journal that is going to be printed with you know, our logo on a really nice cover, and inside the cover, which is something we lost because of the cost of it, we have instructions. Remember, we used to have instructions for abiding.
Yeah, we had that in there.
And journaling, and this new one can print both the cover and the inside cover.
Oh, nice.
And have it back.
Now tell me they're keeping it just as big as it was before, because the size of the pages is amazing.
It's going to be just slightly smaller, but not much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It'll still be a really good size. Actually, it'll be a great travel size.
Oh, good. Okay.
And if we want to go bigger, we can. So they're going to send me a sample. But that'll be one thing we could give you, is send you a new journal if we can get them. So anyway, you know, send them in at questions@abideministry.com, and just put your name, you know, just put celebration, 750, whatever you want to put. It will put your name in the list, and depending on how many we get, you know, we either do a drawing and get everybody something, or we'll just send stuff out to people. But we'd like you to rejoice at what we do, which is abiding, and, you know, come and see Finding Truth in a World of Chaos. So, Kathy, thank you for your faithfulness and the fun and the ability to, she's the one that kind of helps put it all together, and it's really helpful, and it's been a joy, and I look forward to another 750, so.
It's been amazing. And thank you to the listeners for joining. And even as we do this 750th episode and send in your emails and drawings, we are asking you to like it. If you do it on the YouTube channel, I don't know how that works on the podcast, but definitely share it, pass it around. You know, we're here for the long haul, as far as we know. So keep sharing.
Send us questions.
Next week,
we have a question about the end times coming up on the next session, 15.
Yeah, which is a good one. Yeah.
It's a really good one. And but anyway, if you have questions or comments or even personal stuff you need some help on, just send it in. We'd love to. So happy anniversary. And we're excited. Father, we are praising you. We rejoice.
Yes.
We give thanks in all things. We pray without ceasing. We do not quench the spirit. We do not despise prophecies. We hold on to what is good, and we do not put up with the things that annoy and frustrate, but rather what a privilege it is that you give us the desires of our heart, and in your presence is gladness. And so we pray that will be true for everybody that listens, and that they'll continue to receive and to live out the life of God in them as they discover truth. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.